Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. There are 31,102 verses in the King James Bible. Let me ask you a question. What is the greatest verse out of those 31,102 verses? I've read them all many, many, many times. I've memorized over 3,000 of them. I read the Word of God every day of my life. Just what is the greatest verse in all the Bible? I'm not asking what's the most popular, not the one that's liked the most, not the most known verse. What is the greatest verse in all the Bible? I believe the greatest verse in all the Bible is found in John chapter 3, verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. These 25 words, put together by God, the Creator of all things, may be the most powerful in all the world. They're simple enough for a small child to understand, but they're deeper than any theologian can get. These 25 words will change eternity for the homeless one, and it'll change eternity for the intellect. The poor and the wealthy can grasp its value. It is just the same for the preacher as it is the one that is bound in prison. Let me give you 11 statements about this greatest verse in all the Bible. First of all, it has the greatest lover, God. He is the source of all love. He is love is eternal and has no ends and has no limits. It's unconditional in spite of our sin. He made us to fellowship with him. He made the world for us to enjoy his love. And you have never been loved until you have recognized the love of God. So, John 3:16 has the greatest lover, who is God. Number two, it has the greatest amount of love. For God so loved. How much does God love us? So much. The word so means there's no way to measure it. There's no way to express how much other than using the word so. You cannot love or be loved any more than being so loved by God. Number three, it has the greatest love. Notice it says, God so loved. God is the source and the quality of all love. God's love has no sin in it. Man's love does. God's love has to be given, and he never expects to be loved back the way he loves, because we cannot love him back because of our sin. His love is what gave us life. It gave us salvation and gives us eternal life. His love is far greater than any human could ever have. God's love is the source of all love, and there is no greater. So, not only is God the source, not only is God love us so much, but it has the greatest love. Number four, it has the greatest company or audience. For God so loved the world. This is the greatest host of human life. That is every person, no matter what race, no matter what nationality, no matter what culture, no matter what religion, God loves the world. God even loves those who hate him. God loves those who disobey him. No one has ever had a crowd available that God has had. We were made for His pleasure, Revelation 4:11. It has the greatest company or audience, which is the world. My friend, I don't care who you are, God loves you. Number 5, it has the greatest act. For God so loved the world that He gave. He did not get angry and reject every sinner. He did not say only good people deserve my love. No, His love was based on His giving it, not who should or should not receive it. The greatest act is He gave us His perfect Son to cover our sin debt so that we could be restored with Him in heaven someday. Number 6, it has the greatest gift, His only begotten Son. There is no greater gift than for God to give His only begotten, sinless, perfect, holy child to pay our sin debt. Jesus was the only one in the universe who could do it. He not only died for us, but He lived our righteousness here, and took our sin upon Him, and turned our unrighteousness into His righteousness. You see, it has the greatest gift, His only begotten Son. Number 7, it has the greatest opportunity, the whosoever. That means it's for every sinner. There is no sin so bad that God will not forgive. The only sin that God cannot forgive is rejecting salvation, trying to do it your way instead of His way. There's no person who has ever lived or is alive or will live that God could not save. You know, it was the same price for all of humanity, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, the intelligent, or the illiterate, the murderer, the mother, the false God worshiper, or the religionist. He did it with the same price forever because whosoever means anyone and everyone. Number 8, it has the greatest simplicity. Believeth in Him. It's easy enough for a child to understand. I did it at the age of 4.5. He wants us all saved. Why would God, who wants us saved, make it difficult? It has nothing to do with our goodness. It's all about what He did. It's not about our traditions or ceremonies. It's about accepting what He did for us. You know, you cannot be refused salvation because you're a whosoever. Number 9, it holds the greatest promise, shall not perish. You know, we never have to die. Matter of fact, John 3:14 says that for the saved, we pass from death to life. See, those who are saved don't really die. Their body does, but they live forever and they go to eternal life. That's why God calls it from death to life. See, we're just changing addresses. Number 10, it has the greatest certainty. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have. Notice it does not say will have. It's present tense. The moment you get it, you have it forever. It can never be taken away. It's as eternal as God is, and it can never be given up or surrendered. It's eternal. It's present tense. And lastly, the greatest possession, everlasting life. This is life that does not ever end. It will be life as God intended for man before sin ever entered our life. This is the life that has no death, no aging, no sickness, no pain attached. There's no life with corruption. There's no life with heartache or grief. This is life with no memory of sin involved because it's everlasting. This is why I believe John 3:16 is the greatest verse in all the Bible. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.